Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Senator Shoup, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Good morning. Please join me in prayer or contemplation. Today, we stand together by staying apart. Guide us and help us find the strength and courage to put our desires to be together aside in order to support the health and well-being of others. We ask for your support and comfort to keep healthy and to heal those among us who go to work for the essential reasons of healing and tending to the sick, of taking care of our elders, of working in our grocery stores and pharmacies, of watching over the children, sheltering the homeless, delivering our supplies, and answering our emergency calls. And to those working here with us to keep the functions of government working to support all of those in our state. May they continue to find strength, and may they know of our deep and humble gratitude. As many of us celebrate the upcoming holy days of Passover and Easter in the midst of this pandemic, we are reminded of powers much greater than us. May we remember these lessons, that we will move forward from suffering, and that we are each but a part of a greater whole. As we work to help all those suffering in ways big and small, let us always remember what I learned through this week's Torah portion, that no matter what small tasks we do each day, they can be holy. Today we stand together by staying apart, and together we say, Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Eigel, Emery, Hegeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Wieland, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 39th day, Tuesday, April 7th, 2020.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading in the journal be waived but be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? And if so, I ask that the reading be waived and that they be printed in the journal.
There are messages from the Governor. They're hearing no objection. The reading will be waived and they shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Boone.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. The Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a copy of the withdrawal letters that have been distributed on everyone's desk, and I would move that we send the withdrawal letters back to the governor per his request.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Franklin County renews his motion. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion passes. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, I have a committee report from your Committee of Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of the appointments has been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Please send your list forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent to vote on these requests in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the list shall be voted on in one motion. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted, and the Senate do give its advice and consent to these appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Franklin, you recognize the close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew the motion.
Senator from Franklin County renews his motion that the gubernatorial appointments report be approved. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the gubernatorial appointment report. Senator from Webster County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, may I ask you a question?
State your inquiry.
If the committee did not get that report out, would you think that the body would be rather disappointed they'd have to be here another day?
Senator, do you have a report to send forward by chance?
I think I better have it, Mr. President. Thank you.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 569, begs leave to report that it has considered the same, recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 632, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Bill 2456, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Boone. Hearing no objection, the order of business will be House bills on third read, formal calendar. First up is House Committee Substitute for House Bill number 2014, the Senator from Andrew County. The chair miscalled the script. First bill and House bill on third readings is House Bill number 2456. House Bill 2456, the chairman and senator from Andrew County.
Thank you, Mr. President. There we go. Now I move that House Bill 2456 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Andrew. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that House Bill 2456 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
You bet, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is very simple. It is the FRA tax extension. It is very simple, similar to the Senate Bill 548, and it extends the current federal reimbursement allowance tax for 1 year until 2021. I think everybody is familiar with this issue. We've had it for the past number of years, and be happy to field any questions.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Andrew County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the second. Senator from Andrew, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator.
Good morning, sir. Okay,
good morning. Good morning. Thank you for all your hard work this week.
Yeah.
So I don't have a copy of this on my desk, and I know it's not in my my bin because...
I can easily explain it to you, sir.
Okay, go right ahead.
It goes into Section 109.839 and Section 1198.49439, and it changes what now reads, shall expire on September 30th, 2020, and it changes it to shall expire on September 30th, 2021.
It is a one-year extension.
And it does
extension.
That through the entire document. That's a couple of examples where it is. There's a number of places where it expands that. And then there was one place where we added in a technical reference code that we've always had in on the Senate version. The House has never included in their version. We once again included it in as a Senate version of this bill. That's all it does. Just extends the FRA for one additional year.
Okay, and it is a one-year extension.
Just one-year extension.
Okay. And is the technical reference, is that on page 3, line 35, the USC citation? Is that...
That's a technical reference that, like I say, we've always had in the Senate version when we put it out. The House doesn't include it, once again, gone with the Senate version.
Very good. Well, thank you.
And it's technical. The House is fine with this.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Further discussion on the third read motion offered by the Senator from Andrew County on House Bill number 2456. Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close, and I renew my motion.
The Senator from Andrew renews his motion that House Bill number 2456 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hegeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Lutemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Wieland, Williams.
Senator from Butler, votes aye. By your vote of 27 aye and 2 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motion were made and carried. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business quickly of announcements, and I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, I'm going to make a motion that the Senate stand at ease momentarily. We are getting the supplemental bill copied at the moment, and so that should not take too terribly long, but in the interest of everybody being able to do whatever they need to do, I'm going to make a motion for the Senate to stand at ease.
Further announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand at ease.
The Senate shall stand at ease. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you bring the Senate back in session?
The Senate is back in session. For the benefit of the body, the order of business is still House bills for third read, formal calendar. Since we have not moved to another order of business, the bill before us is still House Bill number 2456, which has been closed on. There was an error in reading the correct title of the bill, so the title of the bill will be reread. And you will vote once again on the third read and final passage of House Bill number 2456. That is the bill still before the body. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
An act relating to reimbursement allowance taxes. Senators Arthur, Bernsgetter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Eigel, Emery, Hegeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Lukedemeyer, Nasheed, May, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Wieland, Williams.
Senator from the 15th votes aye. Senator from Butler votes aye. Senator from the 5th votes aye. Senator from Franklin. Madam Secretary, please call the absentees.
Senators Riddle, Walsh,
by your vote of 27 aye and 2 no, you have third read and final passed House Bill number 2456. The bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, House Committee Substitute for House Bill number 2014 with Senate Committee Substitute, the Senator from Andrew County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the House Committee, Senate Committee Substitute, no, House Committee substitute for House Bill 2014 with Senate Committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Andrew County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate Committee substitute be adopted, and I have a Senate substitute. Mr. President, I would request a waiver of the reading as the Senate substitute has been distributed.
Please send your Senate substitute forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator, you've moved for the adoption of the Senate substitute. Would you now care to explain it?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I would care to explain it. This is the supplemental bill for the fiscal year 2020. It has changed considerably from when it came over from the House. And we have distributed some sheets that would help guide us in the discussion. All of you should have those long legal-sized sheets now to work from. The changes in the Senate substitute from the Senate committee substitute, mostly these are technical changes. As you know, we were drafting them late last night and putting the language together. And God bless our Senate staff for doing that. Adam was working overtime and by himself largely to do this. One of the changes is language in section 14.015. We had added an amendment that was unnecessary. As we came to find out that was unnecessary, it actually was complicated. We needed to remove that amendment. So that is one change. Then it removed some language from the child care section 14.166. It really was a kind of contradictory language that we adopted in committee, and it really confused things. So we removed the second section of that language, of that particular section, and in the language, and just stayed with the first section that, you know, clearly identified what we were doing with the dollars. And then there were technical corrections in the bill totals to reflect the correct numbers. We had some incorrect numbers. And then there was a typo on a particular section number. And so those are the changes to the Senate substitute. Other than that, you know, all the dollar amounts would remain the same as the Senate committee substitute, and that would be reflected in this document that has been handed out. You could look through this line by line if you care to. It's a good guide to help. And we had considerable amount of discussion in the Senate Appropriations Committee on this. And as I say, vastly differs from our normal Senate supplement that we normally would have to finish out the year 2020, which is the next 3 months until July 1st of 2021, when we start a new fiscal year. And roughly, this includes a considerable sum of funds, many dollars coming in from the federal government to deal with the COVID-19 issue. Some of this is what Dan Hogg, the Office of Administration Budget Director, would say is the belt and suspender approach, whereas you use both a belt and suspenders to hold up your pants. So we've got a lot of what-ifs and a lot of certainly great authority to the state, and some of it's duplicative authority. So we may think that we're getting money coming down that will go through the state to the different entities. Some of these entities actually can apply directly to the federal government to receive funds, and therefore this authority wouldn't be needed. But should those dollars come through the state from the federal government instead, we've put authority in there to accommodate that so that we wouldn't have to come in for another supplemental budget between now and the first of the next fiscal year in July 1st. So there's plenty of authority. You know, mind you, not all these dollars will probably come down and be spent, but there is a considerable amount of money and a considerable amount of authority in this bill to address the ongoing crisis that we have right now with COVID-19. Many issues were addressed. We addressed some issues. We had an amendment from the senator from 23rd that addressed some nursing home concerns. We had amendment from the senator from Green that addressed some local health departments and local government concerns. We did try, and we put some measures in and got some commitments from the Office of Administration to track these funds. We put in some mechanisms for us as the legislative branch of government to track these funds. We are putting these funds into separate and distinct federal relief funds. So we wanted to keep those titles very broad, not necessarily tie them to the CARES Act, so that if additional resources come from the federal government, that we would have a place to be able to flow those dollars into without, again, having to come in or having to create a new fund. So we created some funds, and this would be for tracking purposes so that we can see the dollars going out as they come in. We can see them coming in and see them going out as well. Got a commitment from the Office of Administration to get a monthly report as to where these dollars are going as they go out so that we can, have transparency and see where the dollars are flowing to in the different entities. And then also asked a report from the Office of Administration, the governor's office, should they know of funds coming into the state of Missouri that go directly to entities, whether that be institutions of higher education, should that be local governments over 500,000, which are only two in the state of Missouri. That's the county of St. Louis and the county of Jackson. Other entities, that are able to apply to the federal government directly. Should those? I think some of the hospitals have that ability to apply to the federal government directly. We've asked for that to be tracked as well, so that we know what dollars are coming in and what dollars are already going to these various institutions around the state, so that. Mind you, what we have coming through the state would be reduced by that amount of money that goes directly to the entities, not coming through the state's coffers to be disseminated out. So we addressed a number of different concerns, had great discussion. I appreciate the Appropriation Committee members for coming in and working diligently and working through some technical problems as we tried to get the streaming service up and running, so that our friends and neighbors who had interest in watching the committee work could do that from afar. And we appreciate there were very few people in the audience, and we appreciate people remaining socially distanced and watching from afar as we deliberated in the Appropriations Committee. With that, be happy to field any questions, be happy to discuss this. You can see the technical language in the Senate substitute, and then you have the tracking sheet, that the broad general different lines that we've addressed throughout the budget.
The senator from Andrew has moved for the adoption of the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute to House Committee substitute for House Bill number 2014. Does any senator desire to be heard? The senator from Johnson County.
Mr. President, may I clarify? I do want to make sure that I do move for the adoption.
Yes, Senator.
I may not have said that, but let's be very clear that I have moved for the adoption. So thank you for reiterating that, but I also wanted to make sure that if I hadn't said that on record, we are clearly saying that on record now.
I think the body now is crystal clear, Senator, but I do appreciate you going out of your way. The senator and the adoption motion is noted for the substitute. Senator from Johnson County, for what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the senator from Andrew.
Senator from Andrew, do you yield?
Most certainly.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you for working tirelessly and the rest of the staff on working through all of
the
supplemental bill. I just had a couple quick questions. So
absolutely.
I know on one of them I brought up yesterday on the child care services and the $20 million, we had some language in there at the top and then some language in at the bottom that dealt with who, and it's on page 14.
Of the Senate substitute?
Yes.
Or the Senate committee substitute?
Of the Senate substitute.
Okay.
So you had said that you had deleted the language down below that just kind of, I think, re-clarified who qualified for that child care services. I believe that was part of what you said that had been deleted. And I'd expressed some concerns about the top portion that talked about that this money should be used to make sure child care providers don't go out of business so they can take care of first responders. So that second part's the one that you were talking about that had been deleted. Is that correct?
Yes. And if you'd look at the my understanding of that really complicated thing. So
right.
It basically, if you look at the Senate committee substitute, it would end after the second part goes from line 10 to line 28.
Okay.
So a lot of language in there, very complicated kind of, it's language that we have maybe in the regular bills, but there was some contradictory language in this, and so this was our technical error, way to try to address that conflicting language.
Okay. I think that is.
Are you
that's fine.
Amenable?
I'm,
okay.
Yes,
thank
you. I'm very comfortable with that language. And then on page 23, I know the senator from the 5th had put in some wording language. So Harris Stowe, as well as Lincoln, would not receive any federal stimulus dollars to supplant general revenue dollars. That language is still in there.
That language is still in there, that this wouldn't be supplant general revenue dollars. So
okay.
That does one of two things. If the governor decides to withhold all of that money from higher education, then those two institutions wouldn't have any dollars to be able to backfill that money from the federal government, whereas the other institutions might have dollars to be able to backfill.
Right.
Or they just they don't get the federal dollars at all, and the governor leaves the general revenue dollars in there, which reduces the amount of latitude that we have by that amount of dollars. $3.4 million with Harris Stowe and then Lincoln, it's $7.1 million. So basically, reduces the amount of general revenue that we could free up by about $10 million.
Right.
And that's, that would be money that that we were hoping to use to fill the budget hole that we had right now, what the governor had to do some withholding to try to get us through the end of this fiscal year.
Yes.
And if we have the revenues coming in, that reduces the amount of withholds that he could let go by $10 million. So he could withdraw his withholds and let that money flow by an additional $10 million. So that's the impact of that language change. Either we don't have the $10 million available, or the governor withholds all of that, and then there's no money to backfill with the federal dollars.
Right. I know you expressed some concerns about that language. I had some concerns about that language. I appreciate the passion of the senator from the 5th. But I hopefully this doesn't backfire, and both of those universities would get less money than the other universities.
Well, we hope not, but that would be the implication of that particular language change.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the adoption motion for the Senate substitute. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the senator from Andrew.
Senator from Andrew, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, for a number of years running now in House Bill 10 and House Bill 11, we have had prohibitions on funding of abortion, human cloning, and prohibitive research as defined under, and Senate Research is getting me the statutory citation right now. And in this particular supplemental, I do not see that full language. I see here you go. Here's the exact language. So in House Bill 10 and House Bill 11, I think this is back since Senator Schaefer's first year as budget chairman.
And that would have been in the 2020 budget already.
That would have been
language is already there.
Okay, but the 2020 budget, it would have been in the 2019, right, the 2020 budget.
The 2020 fiscal year budget, that language was adopted again.
So this would, but I see new abortion language in this supplemental on the last couple of pages.
Guess is that just reflects the present language we have in the 2020 budget.
Okay, but this is less extensive than the language that is ordinarily found in House Bill 10 and House Bill 11, which usually reads, "No public funds shall be paid, granted, or expended directly or indirectly to any abortion facility."
Which page are you on, sir?
I'm not on this. Okay. What I'm saying is there is an omission in this bill compared to what we usually have in our, you know, our budget bill 10 and 11.
And I don't think we felt like we didn't need it because it already is in
because it's already
year,
in the 2020 budget.
Fiscal year budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we felt compelled to put it in once again.
Okay, but you did.
Clarification on that, Senator.
And I could understand where that would be the case, but then we do see on page. Well, let's see. I'm not working off the latest sub, but on page 27 of the previous version, it's probably the same place. Okay, part three on page 26, the bottom of the page, lines five and following. It talks about expenditure. Prohibiting expenditure of funds for abortions,
right?
Other than performed in the hospital, but some of the rest of that language, which further reads, "Human cloning or prohibited research, as such terms are defined in section 196.1127." So what you're saying is that is already in the 2020 regular budget. From last year, you're saying that the abortion prohibition,
yes, yeah, it's already in the 2020,
as well as the prohibited research provision is in the 2020 budget.
This is, I think that's being verified right now,
right.
Senator, by
okay.
our staff.
Right.
But as I understand, all that language, we've adopted the same language we've had in the budget for the past number of years.
Well, that's what I'm asking. I'm asking.
Yeah, okay, in on page 25 at the bottom, "No funds shall be expended on any program that performs abortions that counsels women to have an abortion other than the exceptions required by federal law."
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with that as well. So, but our language, our so-called pro-life protective language, our Hyde Amendment language, has been more extensive than that. It has included the prohibition on human cloning and prohibited research as defined in 196.1127. And I believe that was in the 2020 budget. I'm having the research table work on this.
Yeah,
really, what I need from the research table is a copy of that relevant section from the 2020 budget, which would be, since it was 2019, it would have been House Bill 10 and House Bill 11, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, correct.
So I think we are awaiting
If Senate Research, if we could get a copy of the relevant section of House Bill House Bill 10 and House Bill 11 from 2019. So, in other words, I believe that we will find that language is broader than what's here in the supplemental. And then my question is, why?
That the supplemental language is broader than the...
Is it narrower? The House Bill 10, House Bill 11, mental health and social services language,
okay,
is broader, and this is narrower.
Okay, I got you. Yep,
and I'm curious high and what. How,
don't
how,
think that was the intent. I think the intent was to follow
right.
the same language that we've had in
right.
the 2020 budget.
Right.
But
right.
If it is different,
Yes.
I think we will soon have that answer from our technical staff.
I appreciate I appreciate that. And on my phone, I'm trying to look it up, but it is sometimes easier said than done. There we go.
Senator, if you'd like to have somebody else inquire, maybe of the vice chairman, we could.
Do you want to talk to the vice chairman while we do our research here?
I could visit with the vice chairman, or maybe someone else could.
Because all I really need is what all I really
visit
need
with
is
our
a
vice
copy
chairman, and we could see if we can resolve. We could find the answer.
I really just need a copy of House Bill 10 and House Bill 11. So, that would probably resolve it. Huh? Okay. Thank you for the inquiry.
Further discussion on the adoption motion of the substitute, Senator from the 23rd District of St. Charles County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire of the Senator from Johnson?
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. So we're going to hold things up here so that they can have that discussion over on the side floor.
I missed kind of the wherever we are in the discussion. I was having a discussion with the senator from Cole as well as the senator from the 5th about the money for higher education for Harris Stowe as well as Lincoln.
The senator from the 2nd has some concerns about some of the language that he's working out with the senator from Andrew right now. So they're over at the table working that out. So we're just
filling time.
We're just filling time so that they can have that conversation. I'll share a couple thoughts from the meeting yesterday that I took away. And there is the bill before us has a lot of uncertainty in it right now because we don't know exactly how much we expect to get from federal government. We don't know exactly when that's going to come in. And the governor's request is asking for essentially a lot of leeway in how to manage those funds in the event that they come in over the next 85 days, how many days it is until the end of June. I think that there's a conversation that's going to have to come up, though, beyond the supplementary budget when we talk about the regular budget, because it's one thing to grant the executive branch this kind of leeway to make decisions during an emergency for 90 days, in an entirely different conversation when we're talking about the 2021 fiscal budget.
Yes.
My guess is that we're going to want to have a lot more information about exactly what the federal government is going to do and what kind of restrictions they're going to put on the funding that comes down from D.C. when it comes time to make the 2021 budget. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, that makes sense, Senator.
So when I look at the calendar, there is a constitutional requirement to pass the 2021 budget by May 6th. Unfortunately, I'm not sure there's going to be a very narrow window in between when we're expecting to start getting some of that information and dollars from the federal government, which should happen right around the end of April, and running up against that border of May 6th. So there's going to be, I think, it's going to be a very, very close conversation. And I think that there's an expectation that the budget for 2021 will look a lot different from what we were expecting even a month ago.
Right.
So it's there's some uncertainty there. There's some uncertainty.
Yeah, there is a lot of uncertainty there. Obviously, May 8th is the date that we're supposed to have the budget done for the next fiscal year, with the tax filing date moved, not only for the federal tax filing, but for the state of Missouri moved from April 15th to July 15th. Many of those tax payments from when people file their tax returns are going to come in not in this fiscal year, but the next fiscal year, which starts July 1st.
Right.
You know, we heard a lot yesterday about timeliness and deadlines, and most certainly we want to make sure that when this federal stimulus dollars related to the coronavirus are able to be distributed to Missouri, we want to make sure that, hey, Missouri is ready to receive them. And we've had to take a leap of faith on some of these things without federal guidance being issued to say, okay, we're going to go ahead and, you know, we've asked the questions, we've vetted the questions, we've vetted many of these different line items yesterday in committee. I know many of us that aren't even on the Appropriations Committee have been asking those questions from the budget director and things like that. So we want to make sure that we're ready to accept this. Unfortunately, that guidance from the federal government has not, much of it has not been issued. And so we are placing a lot of trust and faith in our executive, in our governor. And we want to make sure that, you know, we are a separate but equal branch of government, and we want to make sure that we have some say in how these funds are distributed as well.
Right. Senator, I think that they've finished their discussion, so I sure appreciate the inquiry.
Thank you.
Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the adoption of the Senate substitute, the senator from the 25th District of Greene County.
May I inquire the senator from the 23rd?
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
I do, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
You have served in our military, so I wanted to kind of engage you on this conversation.
Sure.
Are you aware, have you been aware of the Missouri Civil Defense Force?
The State Defense Force?
Yes.
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
So this is what caught my eye today as I'm looking in our in this supplemental budget is an $11 million line item for the Missouri National Guard.
Okay.
And I don't know how many people are aware, but I'm aware because I have a lot of constituents that were members, that were voluntary members of the Missouri State Defense Force. And strangely, at the beginning of March, the Adjutant General called them to order, and then told them that they were no longer needed, that they would not be needed.
That's correct.
To which I thought was somewhat foolish, considering the...
That was a decision that didn't age well.
No, I think it was pretty, especially time has an ability to look back, and I think maybe this is a little bit of Monday morning quarterbacking, but I think that was a pretty foolish move. And I wouldn't say that had it not been at the time that myself and others actually sent letters to him saying, hey, this coronavirus COVID-19 thing, I don't even think it was called COVID-19 at that time.
That's correct.
That this is probably, this thing might be a big issue. This is probably not a good time to dismiss hundreds of volunteers in the state of Missouri who were former military, who has served in the National Guard, served in military. I didn't know how much of this that you were aware of.
Very, very familiar. In fact, Senator, what may be good is to provide a little bit of background on what you're talking about as far as kind of the history of the SDF.
Right.
I only recently, within the past 5 months, realized that the SDF, the State Defense Force, is operated for our colleagues who are listening. We have the National Guard component here in the state of Missouri, but kind of backing them up is the only official state militia, which is known as the State Defense Force, which is comprised of volunteers that provide a variety of different activities. You could have doctors, you could have professionals, you could have skilled workers that are dedicating their own time to come supplement the activities of the National Guard. The biggest difference between the State Defense Force and the National Guard is that the State Defense Force, all those folks cannot be federalized by the president. So in an emergency scenario, the president can actually federalize the National Guard and take control of our National Guard
right.
troops. our state defense force will remain as an asset of the state and will report directly to the state adjutant general working for the governor. So about a month ago, the senator from the 20th pointed out, for some reason, right on the cusp of an emergency where we could use, and by the way, the State Defense Force was pretty small. It was less than, I think it was about 100, 200 volunteers.
Yeah, somewhere between 100 and 200 people around the state.
The state adjutant general decided to disband the State Defense Force and tell all those folks that were volunteering all those hours that they weren't needed, that they could just go home. That was obviously disappointing, and if the members recall, we actually had passed a bill that was going to create a new Department of Military Forces in the state of Missouri and putting some teeth and activity back into the State Defense Force was one of the mechanisms and objectives of those bills. So that kind of right. brings it up to where we are.
Yeah, so historically, this goes back to our world wars. They started in World War One. They were utilized in World War Two. They were there was a resolution by former Governor Kit Bond to make them a more permanent part of the state, not just called up during times of war. And that, then it was actually they started. They never really had funding until recently. They started funding it under the previous Adjutant General. He was a huge supporter.
That's correct.
And for whatever reason, and so despite our pleas, those of not dismissing these volunteers at this time, that was ignored. And what I was told directly was that he said, "Senator, we don't need them. We have plenty of resources. We have all the resources we need on both the state and the local level."
Yep.
To which I asked the question, if that's correct, then why are we appropriating an additional $11 million?
That's right.
So I just have that caught my eye. It made me realize that perhaps
there is
someone was not right in that conversation. Perhaps we didn't have all the resources that we need.
Well, and Senator, I'm glad you brought this up. I know we're not going to spend a lot of time on this. The thought I would leave with the body is I think that when we start having the conversation about the 2021 budget, I think the legislature is going to have to take a look at, you know, maybe there is a need for the State Defense Force, and maybe we shouldn't be turning away people that want to volunteer their extra time and their skill sets to help the state out when we have an emergency scenario. So there are ways that we can do that moving forward, and this is a great moment to just identify that there's a need there.
Yeah, maybe one way, or maybe you create a need by turning away volunteers, and therefore suddenly need funding.
There are... I agree with you 100%, and I think it's valuable to bring this discussion up now, and I know we're going to be talking about this again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion on the adoption motion for the Senate substitute. Hearing none, Senator from Andrew, you are recognized to close.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. And again, I'd like to reiterate, I appreciate all the great work that the Senate Appropriations Committee and all the senators showing up today to do this most necessary work. Thank you, senators, for coming in. With that, Mr. President, I do renew my motion.
The senator from Andrew County renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute on House Bill number 2014 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate substitute. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 2014 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Andrew County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Andrew, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do close, and I renew my motion.
The senator from Andrew County renews this motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill number 2014 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House bill number 2014, an act to appropriate money for supplemental purposes for the expenses, grants, and distributions of the several departments and offices of state government and the several divisions and programs thereof to be expended for the fiscal period ending June 30th, 2020. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Eigel, Emery, Hegeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Wieland, Williams.
By your vote of 28 aye and 1 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements.
President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, I will be making a recess motion until 12 p.m. this day. We will have to hold the formal process open for the House to bring the bill back over, and the Senator from Franklin will sign the bill later on today. For the entire body, there's no additional votes that we'll be taking, nothing other than the signing of those bills, or actually just the supplemental bill when it comes back from the House sometime later today, hopefully. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 5 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 5 p.m. this day. Everyone stay safe.